that's the challenge. When we use these technologies, many things can happen. And we do, and one of the things that we weren't sure about was exactly what you said. So we devised this experiment. Actually, one of our technicians, a young technician, made an observation. They saw that the DNA makeup of a group of plant seedlings, offspring of a parent generation of seedlings we had, the DNA makeup didn't match that we had in our test.
Huh.
Actually, let's go, let me explain for you.
Oh my God.
We had a family of plant seedlings somewhere else in the laboratory. We took a group of those seedlings and we put them inside the chamber. We sent them backwards in time. We triggered an event that killed the let's say the grandfather of those seedlings, and then we brought them forward in time. Now, what you would think would be, and of course, the seedlings in the chamber were safe and maintained. We included a DNA record. What was interesting, they were the brothers and sisters of the DNA of the plants that we did not use in the experiments, that were away from the experiments. But when they came back in time and we looked at their record of DNA, the DNA makeup of the plant seedlings away from the experiment actually changed.
Oh, my God.
So moving backwards in time. And that's the danger here. You know, the danger of this technology, it's different than nuclear power. You know, we if we look at human ethics, as the human society has evolved on this planet, every time we've developed a new technology or more power, we've always developed a greater need for more responsibility to serve as a foundation for how we guided that. One of the challenges now is that it is almost incomprehensible for us to predict what are the consequences of using this technology, because the web of interdependencies is so complex that it's very difficult to predict. And also, here's an example in our own laboratory where reality, the construct changed, the actual DNA makeup of a living organism changed, and we were unaware of it.